Bill said this was just a win against the Colts. That's all it was. Is that all it was to you?
They're a damn good team, so it's a win on the road against a team that's undefeated and playing great and won 12 straight and 13 at home straight. So it was a battle. It was a battle. They did a bunch of different things that were different than what we had prepared for. But, you know, it took us 60 minutes, and it was a great win for this team. It was, you know, the first time we were really in a ball game late, and I thought, real proud of the way the guys responded when we were down, and there was never any loss of confidence or determination, and we're going to need that for the next seven games.
Were there some adjustments on those last two drives? You just decided to go to Moss initially and go to him until they can stop him?
Yeah, that helped. That helped. Anytime you throw it to Randy, it helps. So yeah, he was a big part of the plan. He made some great catches. Great job on the first touchdown catch. But, yeah, we hurried it up a little bit there, and I felt that was good in terms of I think maybe it tired them a little bit, but they really rushed the passer well. You don't have much time to stand back there and look around. You usually got to pick a guy and let it fly, or else they're on you.
How much trust do you have in Westbrook?
Well, it's, you know, the game's on the line, and that's who I'm throwing to. So he made a great route. And beat the guy for the first down. That was a huge play.
Tom, you had Moss split out to the left on the pass that was deep late in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
What you motion to your top line kids and folks that kind of signal
to now we got to change our signals.
What did you see there defensively that led you to believe you could get it on your deep route?
Well, we hadn't been throwing it much deep all day, so... You know, I think we were picking our spots, and Randy had a great release, and he got up on that safety, and he was one-on-one with the guy, and I just tried to throw it up for him. He made a great catch, so that was a big spark for us. I'm glad we scored quickly, you know, because when we got the ball back, we had some time with it as well. But I think overall it was I thought he played really well. I think there certainly wasn't our best game today. There was a bunch of things that really didn't go the way we had planned it. A lot of that's great defense, and I got to give that to the Colts, and some of it is bad play by our offense, and we got to find ways to improve that. And you know, I'm very proud of the fact that we're 9-0 going into the bye week. I think everybody could use the rest, but it was a very hard-fought victory for us.
Did you plan to run the ball as much as you did? Was that the game plan going in? Because it felt like there were a lot of inside handoffs, draws especially. Was that the plan, or did you adjust to that when you saw the way the game was going?
We wanted to do that. I mean, we wanted to hand it off and make those guys defend that some, too. It's a very they play the pass so well. They're all spaced very quickly. They cover the field, and they tackle very well. So I think we tried to run the ball and stuff it up in there. I thought we were very productive early. And in the second half, I think they made some plays on us. But we made some plays on them, too.
You said when you're throwing to the outside and across field on the last third down past the West, how much of that is trusting him and trusting you to make what is a very risky type of throw to seal this game?
Well, you know, like I said, I think I always have a lot of trust in West. And really, it was man coverage, but it looked to me like Bob was coming down from the weak side to kind of keep an eye on Randy. And that really left Wes one-on-one with Marlon. And Wes ran a great route, and I just threw it out there. He made a great catch. And the smart part was he caught it and got down to keep the clock running. And or else we probably would have had to kick it back to him, you know, if we didn't get another first down. So that was very critical. And Wes has been so productive for us, and I thought they did a good job of trying to cover Wes today, and other people needed to make plays.
You said something at the outside. Quick route to the outside. What are a couple examples of reps that they threw in?
Well, it was a lot of man coverage inside, and that's not really what they do. And I think they really tried to take away our quick throws that we hit last week to the guys inside, to Kevin out of the backfield. And they matched those guys really quick, and it means you got to hold on to the ball. And with that pass rush, usually that's not the best thing for an offense to do. So. Really, they didn't show that much at all this year, and that was their game plan, and they played it very well, and I thought we made a few adjustments to it. You know, I still think we could have played better on offense, but anytime you get the win on the road, and it's so challenging playing here, that crowd noise is I don't know if there's levels of being deaf, but we couldn't hear anything, and you really couldn't hear anything at certain times, so we pretty much went exclusively to the wristband, and that's always a challenge too.
Tom, it was a long time between interceptions for you. Did you almost forget what it was like to throw one?
Yeah, they made a couple of very good plays, I thought. One was with Dante one-on-one. I tried to give Dante a chance, and a guy went up and high-pointed it. And the second one, just tried to force it down the field, and Brackett, I thought, made a great play. So just learn from them and try to come back and not make those type of plays. And I was like, after that, you know, we kicked in, scored a couple of touchdowns, which was good. But can't always get away with those.
Tom, they say that the most desperate team wins in this league. Well, that said, his motivation usually wins. This team have as much motivation any game you can recall lately?
We always, I tell you, we have motivation every week that we play. We have met motivation every week in practice. The expectations are set based on what we think we can accomplish. And the way we played today, hey, it was great. We won. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, just like I'm walking away thinking, you know, God, I wish I'd have made a few better plays here and there. It wasn't so close. And I think that's the way we look at it. We look at each week like that. We look at each play like that and each day in practice like that. What could we have done better? And I think we surely could have done a bunch of things better today. And, you know, I hope we make those improvements. And, you know, we got a long road ahead. We got a long road ahead.
There was a lot of scrutiny on Moss fitting into your locker room. Can you talk about, for us outsiders, how he's fit in?
Can we run the tape on the last 100 times I've answered that one? Yeah, that's okay. He's a great player. I think everything that's been written and said about him is probably the complete opposite of what we've experienced. So he's a great teammate, a great player. He's very coachable. He's selfless. You know, he's a great worker. He leads by example. So he's got a great bunch of great qualities.
Bill told us before the game the Colts were the best team in football. Now that you guys are clearly the best team in football, can you help us out to find weaknesses in your team?
Well, I think I could pick about 20 plays out there of weaknesses tonight. And you know, the thing is we're 9-0, and it really doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And none of this matters. And what matters is January. That's when it matters. And I think this was a great step in our preparation for games down the road. We got 7 games to get better and 7 games to improve. And our goal is to win the AFC East and to put us in as best position as we can for the playoffs if we do that. So, you know, 9-0, hey, I'm as happy as anybody. But that doesn't mean anything. Our goal wasn't to be 9-0. I promise you that. We have a lot of great goals, and a lot of those are our short-term goals are getting better, and we got to improve this week in practice and play better than we played today. Because you know, I'm sure the Colts are disappointed in a bunch of things they did, and you know, we all got to make improvements. So,
Tom,
last question, guys.
Bill will use all the penalties to keep you guys humble.
He used everything to get humble, I guess. Kevin told me after the touchdown, he reached it over and he scored. He ran off the field and Kevin goes, you know, great play, Kevin, great play. Hold on to the bleeping ball, you know. So he was giving that humble pie, you know, just like we've all experienced before. So, thank you. Take care, guys.